Welcome to This Week at Filling, and thank you for joining us in our mission to support people with developmental disabilities. For Filling Homes, I'm Tina Parsons. Welcome back to the program. Today I am in Bryan at Trinity Place, one of our adult day service programs for Filling Homes, and I am talking with Sarah McCord. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
So tell us a little bit about Trinity Place, what you guys do.
We are the day program in Williams County. We also have people from Defiance County that attend our day program.
I hear shredding in the background. That's a service that you guys offer here.
Correct. We offer to some of our individuals some paid employment for shredding. We have some contracts with some local businesses here in Bryan where we pick up their shredding and then our individuals get paid to shred their confidential papers.
Do you have any openings for people to bring shredding in?
Absolutely. We are always accepting new paper, new clients. The individuals really enjoy it.
Is there a phone number that somebody could call out here, Sarah, if they were interested in more information?
419-592-6451, extension 1511.
Okay, so that's perfect. Anybody listening out there that has some confidential shredding they'd like done, feel free to give Sarah a call. Now, there's also some community service that you guys do around Williams County. You have a project going on right now with the Humane Society.
We do. We are collecting items that the Williams County Humane Society is in need of. And then we're collecting through the month of April. And then in May, we will be able to donate all of those things. And if this project goes well, we will most likely continue to do it throughout the year at different times.
Today is a busy work day for you guys out here doing some community garden work.
We are trying to fill our beds with some new dirt, some hopefully more nourished dirt. The dirt that's been in our beds has been in since they opened several years ago, and so we're just trying to
freshen it up for spring and get some stuff planted in
there.
Yes,
yes.
So your community gardens, what things are planted and growing? Is this something you guys take someplace for a sale, or we encourage the community to come out to Trinity Place and purchase some produce?
Absolutely. We have in the past sent some of our extra vegetables home with our clients, or depending on what is growing, we will eat for lunch here. We'll serve everybody. That way everybody can try what they've grown.
Do you ever go to any farmers markets and sell things?
We haven't, but we definitely have talked about that this year.
Sarah, how long have you been with Trinity Place Filling Homes?
I have been here 9 years, I believe. I have a sister with developmental disabilities, and so this is just what I know. It's easy for me, and so I've been with the Filling Home almost 11 years.
What is one of your favorite things to do with the clients?
I think just get to know them. It's important for me to get to know each person on a very deep level. It's important for me to make sure the individuals know how much we appreciate them coming here and show them that they're more like our family.
It's been great talking to you. I encourage anybody that's listening to check them out on Facebook, Trinity Place. There's lots of great pictures out there of the fun things that they get to do out here at the day program. Thank you for tuning in, and join us next week for This Week at Filling.